Sugi Varev, the end of Sech of Avasa, the last people of Avasa is from the main Sugi of Arev, a cosign on a loan in Shas. Someone's an Arev, it's a cosign on a loan that in case the labor doesn't pay, he tells the mob, lend him the money. In case the labor doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. I'll be an Arev, I'll be a cosign. He's mechuyav to pay. And three block of Mara in the Sugi over there, it's another place in Shas, but I think that's the main place in Mishiv. It's the Mishiv is thing on that Sugi of Arev. The Gemara in the beginning is the kash of huna. Minayin lo arvid mishtabed. How do we know that an arvid is mechuyev? Huna's kash lechayev is where do minayin, where do we know it from, and then why is he chayev? The kash is lechayev because an arvid, all he's doing is giving a dibur alma. He's just saying that if he doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. And a dibur alma is a smachta. Like the Gemara in heaven says, we have mechuyev, but we pass on to you the smachta lekanya. The famous case is Masach HaBakuvia. Someone's gambling, someone makes a bet with somebody, any kind of gambling, Masach HaBakuvia, some sort of a dice. If it rolls like this, I'll pay you. If not, you'll pay me. Or if you, any bet, the Yankees win, or they don't win, you really put the, because we hold, you just said it. It was no Kenyan. It was only Divam. That's right, very good. It's the same with the Kenyan also. Right? But we're going to get to that. If it's like every few moment always comes from something. I mean, a ganav is poshut. A ganav, he took something. He has to, he's mechuyev because he took something. He has to pay it back. If it gets lost, he has to pay the damav, the value. A loiv, a simple halvah, he borrowed money, he has to pay it back. A mazik has to pay for the damage. And other kinyanim, they are chiyuvim, mechir, you have to pay for it. But over here in Arev, there's no mechayev. No mechayev is diba, just because he said it. So the Gemara's kash is lechayev is a smach lekanya. Also, I was wondering what about is the Gemara's kash only an arev b'peh? Where he said I'll be an arev. What about his arev b'shtar? He signs in the contract with Adam. So maybe that's a kinyan. You have a kinyan right here in the shtar that he's become. He's an arev. He's mechayev himself in case the lady doesn't pay. He'll pay. But lechayev, it's not so clear. It could be the Gemara's kash is only an arev b'peh. Why is he chayev? It's not in front of Adam, for example. An arev b'peh, if he says he'll be an arev, that he'll pay, he'll be a coastline, he'll pay for it. That's the most kasha, why is he chayev? Maybe b'shtar is not a kasha, but I think the most kasha is b'shtar, because there's a halacha in Chishamishpah, it's dealing with Chayev Shishenim. But the Mechaba and the Ramah Paskin, the Mechaba of Yisvolte is actually, but the Ramah Paskin, the Chishamishpah is the Mishpah, hey, that a person writes in a shtar that I will give someone a matana. It's called Kenyan Etain. He makes the Kenyan shtar that he will give someone a matana. He's potter. You can't be Tabeim and Bezdin. I mean, Pasha's off. Yoshe, this is supposed to keep his word. Maybe Dine Shabbin Shemaim. We know the Gemara in Hazov, Rami Shahar, a person's supposed to keep his word. But Nikadin, be Dine Adam, you can't be Tabeim and Bezdin just because the person made a contract with Adam that he's going to give you a matana. It's called Kenyan Etain. It's just Etain I'm going to give you. Not based on anything. There's no Machayev over here. That, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is part of the Chayyah, the according to the Kasha, then the Arev is only like Etain, I'm going to give you, the Chayyah is Kinyan Etain. So Chayyah, even if the Arev is written in the Shtar, the Gemara is asking, why is an Arev Chayyah? You have to say, why is an Arev Chayyah? Agaponim, first the Gemara wants to answer that the Mokka of Arev is a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk we learned recently in Pasha Mikes. Yehuda sent the Yaakov Avinu to give me Binyamin. Give me Binyamin, give me Binyamin, take to Mitzrayim, and to Lishba Echel to buy food, and he said, I'll bring him back, and Nurchi Rabben, he said, Zalash, and I'll be an Arik. So Gemara says, it's a Pasuk, it's a Din. The person says, I'm an Arik, he's Chayim. But the Gemara answers that it's not really a Mokka for a regular Arik. The Gemara says that's an Arik Kabbalah. Because the Gemara names on that probably Yehuda said the same way Reuben said. The Sukkim before that, Reuben told Yaakov the same thing, give me Binyamin, I'll take him in, and Reuben said there's more. Clear Lashon, Reuben said, give him to my hand, and I will bring him back to you. What? Yeah, we're going to get to all this. We're going to jump into this. But first, he wants to say that Reuben Yehuda said, he meant, and if he says, give it in my hand, and I'll bring it back, that would be more called Zarek Kavon. That's a little pasha. Or a kabbalah that should be chayav. The most kashas in regular arev, we're not giving him anything. He just said so. How do you know that arev is chayav? So the Gemara has a few different tzvitzim, mistaichet tzvitzim, and the end, towards the end, the Gemara wants to say that Mecheri and Afami should be telling the Mechikas of Yisif Yehuda, that maybe the whole Denarib is only going to come to Yisif, the whole Tzmach the Kanya. There's one man down in the whole, the Tzmach is Kanya, by Mesach of Akuvia, Yitzhak Archai, if you bet. He said so, you have to, you Mechuiv, if you might see the Din. So, and the whole Denarib is only going to be Yehuda, according to Yisif. According to Yehuda, the whole Tzmach the Kanya, maybe there's no Denarib. So the Gemara shlags it up because the Gemara's lashon is how meisim b'chol yoyim the smach lekani v'arev mishtabed. We see meisim every day, a smach lekani and the arev is mishtabed. What does the Gemara mean meisim b'chol yoyim? The Gemara means in Bezdin. You go to Bezdin, you see we never wanted to push a smach lekani. People slept someone to Bezdin. I made a bet with him and he lost. He doesn't want to pay me. And we pass in a smach lekani. He doesn't have to pay you. And still we pass in the arev is mishtabed. The arev is chayev. We also meisim b'chol yoyim. The people take a cosign into Bezdin and they can't be tevei v'min. So the Gemara's final answer is Elamar Rashi, but who had know the Kamehemele go Mishtaben Ashi? With that had know that he believed him, that's his Gomu Mishtaben Ashi. The had know that the Oriv has, he trusts me, that me he trusts. He didn't trust this lawyer, he's not lending him money, but me he trusts that now because I told him I'll be an Oriv, that he trusts me, and the money, he has enough on that. That had know is the Chiyib over here. A Poshup Shan the Gemara is, that had know is that it's like a Shavi, it's like I gave you something. It's like a Shavu Kesef. That I know is a Shavu Kesef, and that's what the Kenyan is. But the Rishbam doesn't go that way. If you look at the Rishbam, he seems to say a whole different teretz why an Arab is Mishtabed. The Rishbam says, the Lashon is, Gomu Mishtabed Belev Shalim. First, the Rishbam says, an Arab is Mishtabed himself Belev Shalim. What's the name of this? The Rishbam is, and Rabbas is in the place of Rashi from the Chavtes till the end. And the Rishbam is printed in the Shas, place of Rashi, and he's saying that Gomu Mishtabed Belev Shalim. He's doing a Belev Shalim. First, he's saying, what does that mean, Belev Shalim? That's why Smach Lekani, because he didn't mean it. And if you knew it was Belev Shalom,
it's a big standard.
Smach
Lekani is because it's not
Belev Shalom.
That's
practice. Yeah. Also, there's no Kenyan. There's no Kenyan. Deep itself is not a Kenyan, but okay. But Maisa Rishbam says Belev Shalom. Then the Pesach goes Deep is not a Kenyan. And then the Rambam has a few more words. So another Teres, he says v'shlichusa the Arif ka'avid. He's doing the shlich the ka'avid malva. The malva is doing the shlichus of the Arif. Kilu who asked me hilva, as if the Arif himself was malva, gave the money. He's a little bit shreya words. What does it mean? L'chari doesn't mean shlichus mamish. First of all, the type is more that the type is in kedushin in the old print that I have a siman yud in the new print that siman yud beit. Type says the kid means shlichus because he brings the rayas that the din of Arif is even to a goy. Even if you're a coastline and alone where the guy is a marvel, you the guy can bring you to Bezdin. You have to pay back the guy. And by the guy, there's no shlichus. That's the Gemara in Kedushin after Malv. There's no shlichus over there. So obviously, shlichus here is a mimam shlichus. And Lechere, what the Rishbam is saying is, he's giving the money for you. The Malva, he told me you'll be, alright, okay, it's like I'm lending the money for you. So I'm laying out this money for you, that's why you have to pay me back. That's what he's saying. The Arif is in the way, like the lawyer, right? When I come to the lawyer,
that's true.
The
Arif Kavan, not regular. Arif.
That's what Arif Kavan. It's not Arif Kavan. I'm talking about regular. Arif. I'm talking about regular. So that's the Rishbam. But the problem is, that's not what the Gemara said. The Rishbam on the spot is teaching the Gemara. The Gemara said, "I'm a Vashi, but who knows the Kamehemele go Mishtaben Nafshe?" But that I know that he believed him. That made the Kenyan. And the Rishbam goes and says a whole different thing. He says that it's like a shlichus, not a real shlichus, but he like did it for me. And that's why I'm chayav and it's Belev Shalim. He doesn't know it's Belev Shalim. What's the Rishbam mean of it? So the MS in the Ikke din of Arev, why an Arev is chayav to pay? Here we find two sheets in the Rishonim in the famous Sugya in Kedushin of Zayin Amar Alf. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Amar Rava, if a Isha says 10 manu l'klaimi v'kadoshni l'af m'kadosh t'ni din Arev. Normally, Kedusha Kesef by Nisha is the man gives it to the Isha, direct. He gives it to Kesef, he says, or Shavu Kesef, like a ring, he says, I can Kedusha sleep, it's a bazu. But the Gemara says a Chiddush, Rav says a Chiddush, that you don't have to give it direct to the lady. The lady says, give it to somebody else. Give somebody else the ring, the Shavu Kesef, all the money. 10 manu l'klani, give it to that person, Bakashini l'cha, and I'll be Mekedesh, I'll be your wife. It's Mekedesh midin arev. It's Mekedesh Midin Arev. And the Gemara explains, Arev, lav afagav l'umati ha'nal yodeik ha'mashabin ha'shay. Just like an Arev, even though he didn't get the money, he's mashabin himself, he gave it to a third party. Hayetzanami, this lady also, afagav l'umati ha'nal yodeik ha'mashabin ha'shay. Even though she didn't get the money direct, she's makna herself to the man. The Gemara was learning from Arev that you give it to a third party, it also works. Now, what's Pshat in the Gemara? So the Vilna is the Gemara, very partial. The Vilna is the Gemara, it's by he and not. It's with that Hanna that you're listening to me. This lady said, give a money to that person, and you listen to me, and you gave the money to that person. With that Hanna is like a Shavu Kesef. That's your Mekadosh. That's your Mekadosh. It has to be a Sharputa. Something that, I'm sorry, it's giving more than a Putin, I'm fine, right? You don't have such a no, you don't feel so big, right? You don't feel like
you.
Right, you feel Hanam, that's a Shukakash, you're guessing. The Machne Ephraim is Medayek, that the Rambam also knows like a good voice. That Hanno that you listen. What's this right? Because the Rambam says the Ferish, and the Perikayim, the Sophisha, the Lachos Chafalaf, that when you Mekadosh read an Ari, the Baal says to her, "V'yomala hariyat mekdesh asliba nos maton azush nesati alpihra." I mean, we carried you with the hanor of this matona they gave from what you said. So first of all, Agavucha, this Rambam is renting a kasha. The Rambam is telling on something that if you remember the Gemara Kedusha before that, the Hayim Beis, famous Gemara says, "Nosun huv amrihi." It's a din of a mirror by Kedusha. Now, it's not enough just to kesef. You have to say hariyat mekdesh asli. Agavi Chosin says on the chuppah hariyat mekdesh asli with bazug. That's Mishav Yisrael, you have to say it. That's what the mock is, but the Gemara makes it very, very, very stark that you have to have an Amir. If you don't see the right lushan, against the whole, almost the whole block of Gemara about the right lushan of saying her Yahdesh asleep, doesn't work. And the Gemara says, if Nosun Hu Vam Rehi, if he gives the ring and the kesef, and she says, Harini Mekadesh Lacha, Lacha, and I'll be Mekadesh to you, that one side of the Gemara is it's not Mekadesh at all, and the other side of the Gemara is it's Sveika, the Suffolk of this condition or not. It's a problem. So the Rambam is explaining, we learned this Gemara where the Isha said to the man, Tanei Monon Oplani, but Akashni Ngoch, is a Chayra, even if it would work, we didn't already, but she's saying it. So the Rambam explains, that's the Rambam. That's what he's explaining. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, but almost, the Gemara doesn't mention that. But you have to also have the Omon law. The man says, Haryat Mekadesh Asleed, but no Smaton Azush Tatavi Apifa. And for the Rambam's Lashon, you see, what is he saying? I'm Makashi with the Hanna. So that's Machne Ephraim Zion.
The Rambam
also
saying another thing over there, because Hanna is going to work,
But you see that in the Rambam that the solution is from the Hanna. That's like you would talk. But there's another sheet that the Rosh and the Torah, the Machne Ephraim brings down, the Rosh and the Torah also shtav on this, that the man has to have an Amir, he has to say something. But they say that after the lady said, Tanei Monon Leplani Bekashni Noch, the man says, Amon Leplani Bekashni Bemonash Nesatim Leplani. Be Mekudish to me with this money that I gave Leplani. He doesn't say the Lashon of Hanoch. So the Machne Ephraim is Mazayik, that the Rosh and the Torah, they hold the Kedushin is from the Etzem Mona. The fact that they gave it to the third party is as if he gave it to the lady. And the way the Machne Ephraim explains is Kimu Kibla. Kabonos Adam Shlishi is Kimu Kibla. So there's two ways to understand how the Kedusha works over here. The Torah learns that the Kedusha is the Hanor that you listen to me. You gave me Kavi, you listen to me. That Hanor is the Kedusha. And the Rosh and the Torah learn that the Kedusha is from the Etzem Mana. Now, the same Machne Ephraim will be an Arev. Since the Gemara learned that Kedusha from Arev, you have the same Machne Ephraim by Arev. Why is an Arev Mechuyit? So according to this Vodav Mechuyit be he or not, that and all you listen to me. And according to the Rosh and the Torah, the Chiv of an Arev would also be that Kabbalah's Adam Shlishi is Kimu Kibla. So if he is Makabla. The Avni Meluyim in Simach of Tess of Katan Vav, who's Mavai all the Sheetis, and he says in the beginning one Vav, which is really a little bit of a kitsa, but if you look at it, I think everyone learns that he means this. He says an Afkamina between two Sheetis would be, if an Isha would tell a man, Zroik Mon Liyam, the Kashni Lach, throw money into the sea, and be Mekush to you. Or an Arev, maybe an Arev also would say something, throw money in the sea and I'll pay you back. That work also. So the Chayr would be Nachmin over here. If the reason is that the Kedush is by Hiha Noah, the Shemeya, it'll work also when by Zroik Mon Liyam. Because he listened to me and he threw the money in the sea, and he listened to me, gave me that Hanoah. She has that not still be Mekadesh. But if the whole Kedusha is with the mon itself, and it's some sort of a lumbus that... It's more of a covet. That's such a covet. You threw a rock, you know. You want me to throw a rock? Yeah, Mechabed you when I throw a...
I don't know.
Right.
But it has to be something that she has pleasure for. can't be just fact that he's working. Okay. 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 Which is the standard for
monetary
the
value.
The toys, you have to know because it's nice to watch.
Well, the fun, but if the condition is that Kabbalah Sadam Shishi is King of Kibla as a lady, then they want to say that maybe that only works if there is a Kabbalah Sadam Shishi. Stamp the throw in the Yam, even though maybe the Sfarah is also King of Kibla, but the Mulim seems to say that already would not work. So that'll be a big nafkamina between the two Shitas. But the Kash is the Chaya on the Russian tour. That the Chaya then going this way in Arab also, that the Chiv the Arab is King of Kibla. But L'chayr, the Gemara in Barbasa is like the Ritva. The Ritva says that the Kedushin is V'hi Anah that you listen to me. And that's L'chayr, the Gemara's Teretz in Barbasa. Because I'm getting one of these again. The Gemara said that the Elam Ravashi wasn't it? Very good, very good. But let's see, what was the Gemara again? Elam Ravashi, but who Anah the Gamahemelech go on Mishra B'Nashe? L'chayr, is that Anah that you listen to me? But the Rishbam that said that Moshe Dikul is a shlichus, is Kimu Hilva, the Rishbam is saying like the Rosh and the Surah. So we had a kash on the Rishbam. Why is the Rishbam, if you know it, right there in the Gemara, saying seemingly a whole noob shot, not like the Gemara. And the same kash is on the Rosh and the Surah in Kedushin, I'm dying there, but they also mean that way, not like the Gemara. And the Gemara seems to be fairish like itself, the Gemara seems to be like the Ritva, which is the Rambam also. So I was thinking like this. Also, we didn't understand Claude what the Rambam meant in the beginning when he said, go and Mishnah, B'leib Shalim. It's B'leib Shalim. What does that mean? So I'm thinking like this. The first kasha is, when the Gemara said, Bahu Hanoh Dekom Hemele, that the Arib is Mishtabed, but that Hanoh, that he gave me cover, that he believed me, the Chayyur, this is Shreya, why did the Gemara have to say that's the Hanoh, that he was Mehemele, that he believed me? Why did the Gemara say, Bahu Hanoh, that he gave my chava the money? That's the chayyur more pashtut. Unless you gave my friend $100,000, that's worth to me a pruta. That they gave. Why don't we say bahu anah itself? Unless you could say, maybe like you were saying before, that it would have to be enough money that it's worth a sharp pruta. They gave my friend a dollar. I mean, that's maybe not worth a sharp pruta to me. And also it has to be a friend that you really love. What if an Arif says he doesn't really care about the guy? Maybe that's what the Gemara means. But I think the akash is that. Right? That's another covered, right? Another covered. Okay. But a bigger question, I think, is that this is the story that we said that my father Shom had told you on this, said this a few weeks ago, B'Shem the Teres Gittin. And my Zayda Shom explained it also, that Shabbos is always the Shabbos of what you could sell something for. You can't sell it for money, that's not considered Shabbos. Now, over here in L'Chayyah, this Hanoh that come heavenly is not something that you could pay for. Because if you pay for it, then there's no Hanoh. Shkreach, he listened to me. I paid him for it. There's no Kavod. Of course, you know, but I paid him for it, so that's why he listened to me. The whole Hanoh that come heavenly is only because you didn't pay him. So it's not something that you pay for. So if you're not paying for it, L'Chayyah, that's not a real Shabbos. So I'm thinking, this is what the Rishbam wants to say over here, B'leib Shalim. And it's Gebot of Chiddush and Shuvah Kivega Simon HaMazayim. Kivega and Shuvah Simon HaMazayim, it's the Vimaskal, the Nirling, the Stipe, Oitzad Hetta. It's very bekits in the Mitzvah, it's only a few lines, but he says the Mitzvah Chiddush. Kivega wants the two like that this that we find all over in the Torah, Min HaTorah, Min Abon, and Yonim, Kin Yonim, that's only if there's no Gemir Stas Gemur. But if you know that there's Gemir Stas Gemur, so Kivega, you don't need a Kinyon. You can be makna something without a ma'isa kinyan with gemir stas gemur. If a person really means to be makna, then we're going to see right this. Only Chazal were able to tell us where these cases are. But if we have a place where we know there's gemir stas gemur, mamash gemir stas, then you don't need a kinyan. And if Kvega brings three rayas. One raya, and I'm not going to go through the rayas because it's a little bit by rifas, you have to really know each sugya. I just give you the ma'amakoymas. The one raya brings is from a taisim b'chayus, that you chesam aveiz, the v'maskach nuye, in the first teretz. The second ray he brings is from a sugi in the Vayda Zohar, Daf Samach Gimel Mabez. And the third ray he brings is from a Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Kafez, and the Shiz Govetzis over there. Gets, so Kivega brings three rayas that there's such a thing as a kinyan without a mitzvah kinyan, a pella. just because you really mean it, Gemara says Gemara, I mean to be machna to you, and the other person means to be kinda, Gemara says Gemara, you kinda. And you have to look at the Teirayas, and the Bia Chizbekev, it's in Simra Mazayin, and the Yura Maisam Gimbal, and the Haaretz says you test to explain it. Yeah, that's really, you see, and maybe that could be, well, that occurs to kind of the bottom, but that might be, if you look at the place of the beginning of Apple Peck, Apple Peck, Sulis. I think it was the Krieger that mentioned at the time, but that might be a little different. The MS is, this part is said over in the yeshivas, the Veshem Achreinim. My father in Shalom said Veshem his father, my Zeva, that the Ik of a Maisa Kenyan itself is to make a Gemir Stas. That's the Ik of a Maisa, that's the way we're going to the yeshivas, that a Maisa Kenyan creates a Gemir Stas. So, you know, that's very similar to the Kivega. If you would have the Gemir Stas, you don't need a Maisa Kenyan.
So
and I found.
Why would there be different shiyonim for different things?
Oh, it's very interesting. Yeah, you have to know. But let me just tell you this. I saw the Chazanish in Chesh Mishpat Simon Chafei. He has a piece of there from his father, Kasper Rav. Chazanish's father was the Rav of Kasava. He had the stifles as Adam. He had many Chesher children, Chesher Rebbetzin, and then his son was the Chazanish Kasav. I think they called Kasper Rav. Kasav. Yeah, Kasav. And he writes over there. It's printed in the Chazanish that this is copied from the Gilyan of the Torah Chashamishpah of the Kasarov. Chazanish's father wrote this on the side of his Chashamishpah. He says a lesson like this, and his lesson is like a Chazanish. The son, his father wrote like a Chazanish. It's a big klal that you should have in all kinyanim. The Ikka kinyan, who should even believe, but in the Hakka still in Chaveri. The Ikka kinyan is to have Gemir Stas to be Machna Chaveri. The Chaveri Yismach Taiti Yalov, and the Chav is Samech on him. The Yesh Devarim Shekimun Chazal Shebediva Ba'amah Gemir Bedas Hakkis to Chaveri. There's some things that Chazal told us, they knew that Bediva Alma, that's a Kenyan. You don't need a Maisa Kenyan. Be'yesh she'ini goyim b'libi, raka idei ha-Kenyanim f'roshim in a Torah me'chazal. And the other things, there's no Gemir Stas for Kenyan, only was the Ferish in a Torah from Chazal. V'doi keitze b'zeva, ha'foich bo d'kum obo, he makes a big thing of it. Doi b'shas ha'poiskim b'tim s'kein. Learn shas ha'poiskim, you'll see this cloud. The Zichroni, the Kasav of Reich, she'kizvam b'ingu kosav ha'goyim m'leza moishim v'pins she'yechir. He was a contemporary, he was living, he writes a Blaze Majahur, which writes the same thing. Today it's a Khan Rafa, but that time he was alive. This Kamosing or Shasim the Vilna Nidfas Msaka Babasa. The stand, the old Shasim, I don't think we have it today, had a Haskama from Blaze Majahurwitz in the beginning of Babasa. The Dirk Bidavar King of Khanum Himoid, and he's very much a Be'ed. This is again the Russian, the Kasar Rod, the Chazanish's father in Chazanish Hashemishpa Simchabed. He thinks he saw it, which really is a true Kivega. If you look at Kivega, it's a very Bekitza, but it's saying over there, and it's as Bekitza as it is, he's Maramis the three riots. I was thinking to you, most of the riots from Gemara and Bobasa, the Kuf Mbez on Mbez. Gemara says, Mzaka Luba Loikona. Someone's Mzaka from Uba, the Mehima, used to a baby. Mzaka means even Mzaka de Acha. Like, you give someone else, like, your chayfits, and you tell them, be kind to find me. That normally works. We always do it by Erevin, Mzakav, Ideacha. But you get some people, but if you tell someone, pick this up and be zeichet for that baby, in the mother's stomach, like Kona. And the reason is, to have a makna the dove shalom b'loilam. Because we used to, the problem be makna a dove shalom b'loilam, with a chayfits dove shalom b'loilam, you cannot be makna. But here, the problem is, the one you want to be makna to is a dove shalom b'loilam. It's spelled in the chsun in the Kenyan. What? Yeah. But the Gemara ends off. My medvim amurim b'shachaveri. Av mazakin lo b'shuv b'nai kana uba. But if you tell someone be mazakin this for his own baby meima yinzu. That is kaina. Chol b'daiti shodim kreves b'nai. Because a person that is kreves b'nai. So what's made the Gemara? So I know the Gemara like this chiddush. That really there's a chesaron in the kinyan over here. You really there's no mice in kinyan. You cannot be Makna to a Dovah Shalab Alam, to an Uba Shalab Alam. So it's Chesaron in the Kenyan. But when you have Gemir Stas Gemura, you don't need a Maisa Kenyan. It's only Chesaron in the Kenyan. And if it's yours, and it's your Uba, it's your baby, there is Gemir Stas Gemura, so you have this Chiddush. Another guy, I think.
So when is the Kenyan working? When you make the Kenyan or later on?
Now even let's say the father dies. Let's say the father dies, then he can't be later on. It's a son of the Maisa Kenyan. Son of the Maisa Kenyan. But by Gemir Stas Gemura, you don't need a Maisa Kenyan.
No, I should make it that later on you can have a Gemir Stas.
What if the father dies? What if the father dies? Then it's no the Chayis Kenyan.
Maybe it doesn't work later on.
Doesn't?
Maybe
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's another Gemara. But this Kivayegis Chiddush is another Gemara that works with Gemis Asmur. Another way I had to with is from Loshon Ben Geshem on the side of the Gemara and Babasa instead of Ben Chanan, we have Ben Geshem. Nach Kusna Vavim Beis talks about the din of Matna Shlimei Rachazawa Masakin, the din of Rabbanan, that someone is dying, he could be Makna by Mir Balma, just to make him feel good. He shouldn't worry, there was no Kenyan, especially in the Rabbanan, he could be Makna by Mir Balma. But the Gemara says, Matnas Bari, a healthy person, has to make a Maitse Kenyan. And the Rebbeinu Geshem writes of the Eloshin that a Matnas Bari needs Chizuk HaMaisa. He will see Makna, he needs Chizuk HaMaisa. Rebbeinu Geshem. Then you guys from the side of the Gemara Babasa to some of it. What's the Chizuk HaMaisa? So I'm going to this Chizuk. That really the whole Kinyon is not the Maisa Kinyon. That is just like this Svart Mazak in Yeshivis, which is the Chazal Rav and Chazanish, and Bielan Bikivega. The Ika of a Kinyon is Gemiyu Stah. And the whole Maisa Kinyon is that it's Chizuk HaMaisa. Now you understand this Lashon. What's the word Chizuk? You need a Chizuk HaMaisa. You just need a Mechazik the Gemiyu Stah with a Maisa Kinyon.
How do you understand?
Kesef
doesn't work
for a good. It's
working out.
It's not
working out.
But
Kesef
work
each one out?
My good,
you don't really
want to
give it.
No,
but
the other Kenyan
does work for him, and it doesn't work for
him. Maybe going with... Okay, but once the Torah said it, maybe if Kenyanim would be so blank and so simple and everything works, then it wouldn't create real stuff. I mean, you know, you got to do it right, and I did it. I'm going to still get just the right Kenyan, that case the Gemara stops. So if you made it too easy, you won't get the Gemara stops on it. I want to bring another right to it from... We spoke about this last week. We spoke about it last week. The Sheet Safranim, the Kenyan of one of Mahaning of the Raisa. Some of them say we spoke about this week that by Tumafkiyak Dushas Bukhar, the Raisa, even the Kenyan of Abundan helps. We would arrive in their book in your day as the Mishabab Sabab. And they talk about the mushroom if you make a kinyan rabbanan on an estrig. Some holds Mahani the Raisa. It's Lachem, it's yours the first day, you could use it. And even much is in it, how should that work? I mean, the Raisa, it's not a kinyan, so it's not mine, but the Raisa, how could it be an estrig with the Raisa? How could kinyan rabbanan help for the Raisa? For other things, Kedushin, if anything, how could kinyan rabbanan help with the Raisa? But if you learn like this, maybe since kinyan rabbanan helps with Rabbanan, and you know that it's his, and he might see it, and Bezdin is going to help him keep it, it's his. And maybe there's Gemiyus Das Gemura. That maybe that's like when you came to one behind the ice door. So that creates a Gemiyus Das Gemura, and Gemiyus Das Gemura is really the bikini. But again, like Amazing Moshe Horowitz and the Kassav Avraham, it's not for us to decide where this Gemiyus Das Gemura. It's only Kimul Chazal, wherever we find the Chazal said. Kivega gives three places in Shas and Yishayim where we find it. Well, maybe that's a different shot than Kinyan Rabbanan behind the Raisa. It's based on Hefka doesn't Hefka? Oh, I know. Okay, maybe that. Okay, that's a whole different shot. Then the person has to have a mind to be Zoichem in a Hefka. If the Kinyan Rabbanan, he has to have a mind to be Zoichem in a Hefka with the Raisa.
What does Hefka mean?
That's Tumul Badai. Because Hefka doesn't Hefka, Pashtun only means they can be Mafka, but they cannot be Magnet to somebody. They talk about this. I think we spoke about this once also. But upon him, I'm thinking maybe this is what the Rishbam is saying over here. The Rishbam says, "Gomer Meshabeh Belay Shalim." The Rishbam says, "But he doesn't Belay Shalim." Most of the Gemara, what's made this that he says, "The Ore when he's Makabel Avos that if the Levi doesn't pay you, I will pay you." He does a Belay Shalim. So you're wondering what does the Rishbam mean? I'm thinking maybe it means like this. The Rishbam was bothered by Akash. The Gemara said, and also it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Belay Enoch." But it could be the Rishbam was bothered by our Akasha. That how could that he Hano be the Kenyan over here? That Hano is something that you wouldn't pay for. Because if you pay for it, there's no Hano. I mean, Shkreach, he listens to me. He listens to me because they're paying for it. Obviously, the whole Hano is without paying him for it. So if you're not, if it's something that you're not going to pay for, that's not a Shrava Kesef. So if that's not a Shrava Kesef, so what's the Kenyan? That's what the Rishbam is saying. The Kenyan is the Gemir Stas Gemur of Alev Shalim. This is also another place where Chazal told us that when a person says he'll be an Arev, lend him the money and I'll be an Arev. Since he has that Hanah that he's listening to me, he has Gemiyus Das. That's not a Kenyan itself. That's Gemiyus Das Gemura. That's Gemiyus Das, and that's the Kenyan. Gemiyus Das Gemura that I will pay you. So what does the Rishbam continue? So I'm thinking the Rishbam is continuing because even if it's Gemiyus Das Gemura that I will pay you, that if he doesn't pay you, I will pay you. And it's mamash like a Kenyan. It's the Kenyan of Gemiyus Das Gemura, like the Kivayegis says. But still, it shouldn't be more than Kenyan Etain, like we said before. And the Alach Chesher Mishpah says, in Kosef Eshtar Nenelei, somebody writes, Stam and Eshtar will give you a present, they'll give you a matana. Lo Yizach HaMakabal. The makabel is not zeicha. If you come to yada, even if you make a kinyan, if you just tell someone I'm going to give you money, it's not based on anything. They have a kinyan devarim. It's nothing. The yeshem the mechabim then shem come to yada mahani oshen nothing. Others are chaylik. Others hold meisni made a kinyan. He said you're going to give him. You have to give him. But the Ramah says the mariv potak asvar rishena. The Ramah brings down the mariv and the Ramah paskins that kinyan etting is not mechayiv. So that's so Rambam says any time you have gemir stas gemur over here, but it's not more than a real kinyan. It's a Kenyan, but it's a Kenyan and Kenyan ethe that I'm going to give you based on nothing. So that's what goes Rama's Moisef. That it's Kishli Chusay. Maisa, it's not on nothing. It's based on you gave him, it's as if I gave him. Not that it's as if I gave him Mamish, that Kabbalah Shlishi was a little bit hard to understand, because he received it, it's as if I received it. Like, it's a little hard to understand how that works. But it's enough that it's not a Chusun of Kenyan ethe. It's going on something. Stam a Kenyan ethe with a real Kenyan or Gemir Stas Gemur would not be mechayev you because it's kinyanetin, it's going on nothing. But over here, it's going on something. It's as if I gave it to him. And maybe, you know, that's pshat in the Russian, and we can learn this pshat in the Russian Torah and Kedushin. It's the whole new pshat when you learn Kedushin of Zayin. That everyone knows the Machlokes Rishonim, that the Vol learns that the she's Mukadesh, that's what she says, Neman will fly in the Kaddish and eating off the Vol learns Pashat. That it's Bahia no. The Russian Torah say it's like a Kabbalah of the Mishlishi is Kino Kibla, but we can learn in the Russian Torah maybe it's so shtickle from the Rishbam. That's really because it's Bilei Shalim and it's Gemirus Das Gemur and it's not Kini Netim because it's based on something. Because Maisa, you gave him the money, it's as if you gave it to me, and that takes off the Kini Netim problem. I'm learning Kinyatin very posh that when you say you make a Kinyan and you say I'm going to give someone a matana and it's based on nothing. That's part of it. That's really the way all the Nesha King seems to learn, but there's a famous piece in Mishnah Sabarin, the first Sefer of Mishnah Sabarin that came out on Tachash Chen, and if you go through the first Sefer of the Sefer, he has a whole Arichas Vakini Atein, and he seems he has a Chiddush, a whole different shot, which would not stim at all this, but the Rabban also brings down the mice of the Pashup Shah is the way we learn Kini Atein. That you just can't make a Chiyav, even with a Kinyan, on nothing. And the way we're learning Kini Atein, also, we can mekayim the kasha, beautiful kasha, mekseis hachoshen, some peizayin, tifkon lam beiz, and it's not like a tariff that I saw in Derech Hamuna, from Chem Kinyevsky in Chelik Dalet, Zayin Gazin Chelik Dalet, Perik Dalet, from Hilchus Bikurim, Perik Dalet, Al Chavog, and the Bihal Locha, the Bimaskal Aval, B'Shem Chosna, B'Shem Zedin. I'll just say it over quickly, it's a beautiful kseis. The kseis brings down, there's a Yamshu Shleim in a Shach, that say a Chiddush, that there's no din Shvu Dereisa on a Tekon of Darabonim. It's more like a sheet in the Paiskim, the Yam Shem and the Shach passing that way. The din is of many things in Mechayev Shvu Derayis, a simple case is Moedu Mixus. If I say that you owe me $100 and you're Moedu, you say it's only $50, you're Moedu 50, but the other 50 you popped it, you're Mechayev to make a Shvu on the other 50. Since you're Moedu Mixus, you admit part of it, you have to make a Shvu Derayis on the other part. The Gemara in Bob Tzid, the Gimel went up on Fasa QZ, the Shvu Derayis. But the Shach and the Yam Shem say, if the whole money we're talking about was the Tekana Derabanan, there's no Din Shvu Deraisa, even by Moed Mixus. And the example they give is Gami. Din is, if you mazik something, either Groma, you're going someone to lose money, you're Pata. But Gami is Chayiv. Gami is, it's different from Yishayim what it means, but the Pashup Shana Gami is, it's a Groma be a dying. I think one of the cases they give is Sarish Deraisa Shachavera. The person has a Shtar that the other guy owes me $1,000. And I need that shtah. I can't collect my $1,000 without it. And someone comes along and burns the shtah. Now I'm stuck. I can't take the guy. I can't collect my $1,000. He burnt the check. He burnt the shtah. I can't collect the money. So that's a chayiv groma. But the Gemara says, no, that's got me, yechayiv. You have to pay me $1,000. You master me that I can't collect my $1,000 from that guy. But a lot of people can hold that got me is only midrabana. It's only midrabana. Even got me, midrabana, we popped it. Because it's Grandma Ben Zaken. The whole thing to me is only the one. So, Mela, if I monine a guy that you burned my $1,000 shtah, I can't collect my $1,000. He says there's only a $500 shtah, and Moedu is $500 shtah, the rest, that Moedu Mixus will not be Mechui to make a Shvu of the Raisa. Because he's Moedu Mixus on the Chi of the Rabbanah. Maybe that's
going to be potting.
Maybe that's going to be potting Gansen. Gansen, right. Well, my side can take you to Bezna, monine the 500 of Moedu. So it's very smart to mix this, but since the whole thing is the Kanda Rabbanan, so this is a beautiful cash on the Shita. This is from Rambam. The Rambam paskins that on a Ksuba there's a din Shvu Deraisa. For example, somebody Manzain, a lady Manzain, a Ksuba, 200 Zuz, and the guy said, I paid you already 100, I owe you 100. he's mechir to make a shvu deraisa because he's more than mitzvah. He's more than he owes $100 tzuba. Meila, he's mechir to make a shvu on the rest. In fact, the k'zois, the Ram Shita itself is that tzuba is the rabbanim. So this is the one. So the whole chiyah of having tzuba to begin with.
What's the question?
Oh, you've been mechavim. Very good. The whole chiyah is the one. So Chaim Kinyevsky wants to say that teres again. It's the derech amuna. Per Dalit, well, I don't think it's a good text, we'll get to it. And Per Dalit has become all above. The Shem is Adam, not even himself. He says, Adam wanted the answer. The Ksuba is Rabbanon, and the Ksuba is Rabbanon, you have to write a Ksuba. But once you write it in the Shtar, and you Machayib yourself to pay a Ksuba, then it becomes a Deraisa.
Maybe
he doesn't
continue
that
then.
Oh, so that's what I said. I think the Teres is, why does it say like the Teres? It's like to a whole, since the Raisa, you're not Machayib to give anything, it's like a Kinyatin, you make him a Deraisa, Papi Deraisa, he's telling you, well, I'll give you 200 Zuz, and we have a good book. It's Kinyatin. Is a mela in Kenyan ethane, even with a Kenyan does not help. The mela is the cash is back. How do you have made the mixes? If you hold it, don't do the issue with the rice on its kind of bonon. After I'm paskin that there's issue with the rice in the ksuba, which is only the rabbanon, even if it's certain.
The shmaya ksuba is kagovidon even. It's kagovidon.
It's a stack of stats. It's very stack. It's a very stack. So you're right. But the mice, it's only the one. It's the bigger we came here to explain the Rishvam and to be mashpir with the Rishvam and the Rishvam go back to Kufa and Gimel Beis and to be mash how it fits in the Gemara. First, not like the Gemara. So we said hope Shafa fits in the Gemara and be mashpir to the Rishvam and introduction of Zayin and Alf. But there's one other sheet in Rishvam how Oreb works, which is a fair sheet. It's Nugiyes the Baitin so Gimel Beis to Kufa and Zayin and Alf. His question is, after pishen sham kinyan, el no b'mi ba'alma mishtab. Even though an oriv does not make a kinyan, he's only saying to him ba'alma. He's still mechuyev. The motzi amli amalva. The malva could tell him, ilo yista after oriv. If you weren't an oriv, lo yisi malva is declined. I never would have lent to this guy. I got stuck with a being low because of you. So the kinyan siyakiv in kedushin siman yubeis, the blueprint. He wants to learn. I think he brings down from achreinim in his pasim. I want to say the mukesef means midin mazik. Like you mazik me because of what you told me, and I think it means even though it's a chayetz grama, so I think it's a zayvi maradin l'shochni. That's what I want to learn, which is gami. Maybe he says it's also. I'm not sure. It's a gemara b'kama daf kuf. This is maradin l'shochni. If someone wants to pay you, and you're not sure if it's counterfeit or not, so you show it to a bank. Is this bill? Is this a real bill? Is this a real coin? And the shulchan tells you yes, it's real, and based on the shulchan, the banker, you accept the money, and you even pay the shulchan a few cents.
You pay him.
In bischa, that's what it says. In bischa, he's chay mishum gami. You pay him a small amount, and then it turns out it was counterfeit, and then the keach took off. The shulchan has to pay. Same thing, I think.
Only if you pay him.
Yeah, the ariv is maybe a similar case of a.
Even if he doesn't, but
the problem is, this doesn't fit the Gemara at all. Like, we had a problem how there's Rambis in the Gemara, but the disciple also asked, he's saying a whole new pshat, that it's Mazik, that's something Gemara says. The Gemara says it's higher because by here, no, it's not Mishra and Mugesef. Yeah, I know it's late, but I just want to mention, today's the first day Shevim Tat. Shevim Tat is Rashi Tevis of these Pashi, Shmoyz Fair, Baby Shah, Yisim Shvatim. And in the Ibi Yom, like this year, we hit on the weeks of Chumat Tzav also, that's Tat. And it says, Man to the Tshuva. It's brought down in some Kedoshim, the Befratah, the Tshuva, and then to be in any Tyre, and Kedushas HaBris. The Shlok Kodesh is very Machzegad on this Indian. Chassidim, I think, are known to be Mabon, one of Ruiz Tilnum. They make Minyanim, say Tilnum Thursday, Friday morning, face the Gans Tilnum, 5 o'clock in the morning. I think Satmas is also. And even though there's a lot of Altam occurs for this, Meduchtach that for Darius, it was held only by Yechidim. It wasn't the Spastim, it was on my name. I think it's a recent thing that all of a sudden became the Spastim, but then my name, they started having Shirim and made a whole thing with Shirim Tat. One of the people who was in Spastim, it was here in Lakewood, Hagoyan of Bissol Taplin. I remember 20, 30 years ago, he made a big kuntris to sons. Maybe he's not the type, but he made a whole big kuntris on the Indian of Shirim Tat, and he used to give it out every year. But I just want to say, there's a Pim Begodim also, Pim Begodim, Shachnach mentioned Shirim Tat. It's the end of Hilchot Chanukah, because that's like right before the time, right before Shemois, Chanukah normally comes out, Mikates, you know, those weeks, but at the end of Hilchot Chanukah, Simen Tafresh Pehei, the Pim Gadol mentions Shevim Tat, and he says in Moedik HaChidosh, he says, in the May Shevim Tat, you should also be Miyuchad, be Niz, in the Issach Lashon Hara. and Abak Lashon Hara. And he says the Lashon, the Bris HaLashon, the Bris of the tongue, of the mouth, Mechuvin Neged Bris HaMa'or. Is Mechuvin Neged the Bris HaMa'or. HaMa'or is Hey Mem Ayin Vav Resh, which means the Bris Ming. I'm not exactly sure what the word means, HaMa'or. It's a Lashon Bamis, which, what?
Skin.
Well, HaMa'or. Hey Mem Ayin Vav Resh. Maybe you're right, maybe he doesn't want to show. From the skin, he said, "It's Bamis Aloshim from Sefi Tzir Per Galav, and it's brought down to say the Tzipik Avol, the Tzipik Chassidus, the Panimiyafis Jesus Aloshim, Bris Aloshim, Mechuben Neged Bris Hamor, whatever that means. There's a mail since Shavim Tapas is man to be Nizah Akdushas Abris. The mail is also yet to be Nizah Akdushas Bris Aloshim, an extra be Nizah on Loshon Hara. And he also says Shavim Tapas always comes out is by definition starts with Pashas Shemois." And Pasha Shemois, the first word is Ve'ela. Ve'ela is Rashi Tevis Va'avak Lashon Hara. And also, Pasha Shemois is the beginning of Golos Mitzrayim. Golos Mitzrayim came from Mechiras Yosef. And Mechiras Yosef, he said that again, Mechiras Yosef came from Avak Lashon Hara, from the Simsa Lashon Hara, the way the brothers Paskin on Yosef, the way the Mishlamas explains the Pasha Zerachim. And our Golos today, as the Shaitan Swam Kadesh Shapim Gavim says also, all stems from Golos Mitzrayim. We're still suffering today from Golos Mitzrayim. And it all came from Avak Lashon Hara, and it starts with the Eid L'Shemois, the Pasha Shemois every time, and then also the Bissa Lashon, the Chubin Negev Bissa Mah. Mainly, the Pim Gom says, it's Chiddush, you should be extra Nizah in Lashon Hara and Avak Lashon Hara. And even though, of course, we always have to be Nizah in Lashon Hara and Avak Lashon Hara, but that is, Pim Gom is telling you, have a Pim Gom here, that is, the Bissa Men is Chazak, in the Nyan in Lashon Hara and Avak Lashon Hara, to be Nizah in the Yimei Shevim Tav. Shkaya.